We're here on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, the 2019 Commodity Classic. And right now we're at the CHS Cenex booth, and I'm talking with Akhtar Hussain. Thank you for taking a few minutes to talk with us today.
Absolutely. It's great to be here.
All right. So as we look getting into 2019, eventually the snow is going to melt in the Midwest, and we're going to be getting into the fields. And obviously fuel is the one thing. We talk about seeds. We talk about everything else. But fuel, that's an essential thing no matter what you're planting and no matter what machinery you're running.
That's right. It's hard to believe, given the amount of snow we have and kind of we're deep in the throes of winter here, but it is about that time to really start thinking about your plans for spring and what those fueling needs are going to be.
All right, so when you're talking to people here at Commodity Classic, what is the information you're giving out to them?
Well, today we're talking a lot about our premium diesel products and really what the need for those type of products is in today's modern engines. The fact of the matter is there's been a lot of technological advances in the diesel engine, and those requirements and those new those changes are really requiring more out of our diesel fuels.
So what kind of things are you needing to do to, like you said, it's requiring more. What kind of things are you needing to get out?
Well, we're seeing that there's some issues on the exhaust side of the equation as well as the combustion side. The Tier 4 final engines, that high-pressure common rail engine, produces a lot of pressure, which creates a lot of heat. And part of the exhaust side and the increased improvement in emissions requires that unburned fuel to return to the tank as an efficiency play, right? Well, what happens is as that fuel goes through that system, it heats up, it goes back in, it gets reburned, eventually it breaks down. And when that breaks down, that's when you get the ash, soot, and filter plugging that happens on the exhaust side. So what Cenex Premium Diesel Fuel does is it has got a blend of 7 additives, and really what that boils down to is a cleaner burn. So we put this more complete additive package in the fuel so that you get a cleaner burn on the combustion side, which takes a lot of those issues on the exhaust side out of the equation.
All right, so when people are looking at making those purchases and want to get their fuel for this year, I mean, obviously they want to be talking with their Cenex retailers and make those plans because you want to get the most out of this equipment. This equipment isn't cheap anymore, and you want to make sure you're getting the best performance out of it.
That's right. I think, and through the conversations I've had with folks today, there really seems to be a lot of confusion as to the varying levels of performance that you get out of diesel fuel. Number two is just not number two anymore. There's a lot of different additives that can be used, and all additives and all diesel fuels are not created equally. And so we've been talking about that quite a bit today.
All right. So again, producers need to be talking to their dealers, talking to their retailers, obviously making those choices, and obviously being mindful of what they're putting into the system.
That's absolutely right. And again, I mean, we would. At Cenex, you know, we certainly definitely recommend that everybody look into using either a Cenex Ruby Fieldmaster for your agricultural equipment or Cenex Roadmaster XL for your over-the-road equipment, and it's going to clean up your fuel system. It's going to keep that exhaust system clear, and you're going to have a lot of uptime.
All right, so if people want to get information about Cenex fuels, where they can find them, or the benefits that maybe they're not here to actually come to the show and find out, where can they find that information quickly?
They can go to Cenex.com, go to our dealer locator page, and on there's also an area where you can see all the distributors in your area. So if you're looking for a fuel distributor, Cenex.com, find a distributor near you.
All right, well, Akhtar, thank you very much for taking the time to visit with us.
Thank you very much.
We'll be back on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.